They're just swarms of them.
And we have like thousands of them at our house.
Heidi McNamara of Minnetonka and Simone Metzdorf of New Prague are just two of the countless Minnesotans who are battling a big bug problem.
In fact, on Saturday, they were so thick that I was scared to even look outside because the windows were just covered with them.
And they easily get in the house, so there's lots and lots in the house. You can vacuum and vacuum and vacuum and vacuum, and they still show up.
Ms. McNamara is hoovering ladybugs that have invaded her home. Indeed, her entire state. The ladybugs, or multicolored Asian lady beetles, are relatively recent immigrants. They've made their presence known over the past few weeks by gathering in record numbers. University of Minnesota entomologist Jeff Hahn says they've been driven there by unseasonable weather.
When we have weather at the end of the summer and into the fall, and it drops fairly suddenly down to freezing temperatures, and then rapidly climbs back up into 60s or better, that is the cue that the lady beetles use to start this exodus towards buildings.
Is there anything harmful in this?
They can land on you and kind of pinch, slash, and bite you. They can even draw a little bit of blood. It's not the same sort of bite as, say, like a flea or a bed bug or a mosquito. They're not after our blood. It's really incidental. They land on us. They're interested to know what we taste like. And of course, we're not food for them, but that won't stop them from, you know, giving it a little jaw on us.
What do you do when you see one?
When I see one, really not much. So when we see hundreds or thousands, that they really become an issue.
And what can be done?
Our options are actually pretty limited. Once they get into a home, people can vacuum them, sweep them up, not really too much else.
I'm sorry, we sometimes have to ask unpleasant questions in this business, and I'm just wondering, is it just a matter of time, a few weeks, a few months at the most, before Minnesota is engulfed in this invasion and infestation of lady beetles? Should we ask our friends and loved ones to maybe go across the border into Saskatchewan, or are people just advised to kind of make their peace with their Lord and accept this?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, most people recognize that this is a nuisance. They're annoying. It's really not worse than that. When the weather starts to cool, their activity will drop. And finally, when we get to freezing temperatures, their activity will stop outside anyway altogether.
Mr. Hahn, nice talking to you.
Nice talking with you.
Speaking to us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul, Jeff Hahn, an entomologist with the University of Minnesota.